The state's offices for Alaska's congressional delegation received suspicious packages yesterday. In downtown Anchorage, the fourth floor of the building where Congressman Don Young has an office was evacuated while authorities investigated a box that contained white powder. Luke Miller is a spokesperson for the congressman and read a statement about the incident.
Today a package was sent to Congressman Don Young's Anchorage office. That when opened, it was discovered to contain a white substance. Our Anchorage office continues to cooperate with the authorities while they investigate. The staff members are okay and continue to do their jobs. We will relay more information as we receive it.
In Fairbanks, the office of Senator Mark Begich also received a box containing a white powder. Begich spokeswoman Julie Haskett says a staff member there opened the package in a plastic bag. She says security officials with the Senate advised following that procedure as a safety precaution.
And it's one of those things that might seem kind of irritating and, oh, how come I have to do this every time? But luckily, our staff member in Fairbanks does follow that rule. And so in this very unique case where there was a white powder that came tumbling out, it was all contained within that white, within the plastic bag, making it a much easier situation to deal with.
Haskett says federal officials have taken over the investigation. She says the box was sent from someone in Arizona. The staff member who opened the box is being evaluated. Senator Lisa Murkowski's Fairbanks office also received a suspicious package yesterday. Federal authorities seized it before anyone in her office opened it. Both Begich's office and Young's office late yesterday issued a statement saying the FBI had told them the powder is a concrete material and not hazardous. Haskett says the senator told the FBI he was sending a sample of the concrete material to members of Alaska's delegation. The lawyer for a port protection man accused of murder is seeking to conduct an examination of the victim's body. Ronald O'Neill is charged in the killing of Tracy Simpson August 6th and then using a boat to haul Simpson's body away from his houseboat in a skiff. O'Neill told state troopers he was intoxicated and remembered little of the night the two men drank together. Attorney Diane Tobin said Monday she has not received police or autopsy reports and is seeking to have Simpson's body taken from an Anchorage mortuary back to the medical examiner's office so her office can examine the body. She said her client also had injuries. O'Neill is being held pending a bail hearing, which Tobin expects sometime this week. A Florida man who hunted under a false identity and then complained about the quality of the bear hunt has been fined for illegally killing a brown bear in Alaska. Federal authorities say 36-year-old Jack Vincent Dickerson of Spring Hill, Florida, pled guilty and was fined $50,000. He must also pay Cabela's Incorporated for the hunt and pay restitution to the state. He's also required to forfeit his hunting rifle and the bear rug he had made. Court records say Dickerson used a friend's name to acquire a big game hunting license in 2008 and 2009. Dickerson got a brown bear sow in 2009, but then complained to Cabela's about the hunt, saying he wanted a 10-foot trophy male. He also had the charges removed from his credit card. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service released a draft of its new management plan for the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge yesterday. Expectations that the draft comprehensive conservation plan would establish that the federal agency will formally consider wilderness status for the Arctic coastal plain are not entirely accurate, according to Fish and Wildlife Service spokesman Bruce Woods.
This draft plan grew out of our work since last April. And what it does is put forward seven alternatives that, if chosen, would guide the management of the refuge going forward. Two of those alternatives do not propose the designation of any new wilderness. We did not, at this stage, select a preferred alternative.
The plan was published in the Federal Register yesterday. The appearance opens up a period of public comment on the plan.
And now we go into another 90-day public comment period, after which we will go back to work, and we hope to, by the end of next year, come up with a record of decision in which we will propose one of the alternatives.
Wood says none of the seven alternatives has been selected yet. He says Congress must approve any decision on a final designation. Nicole Whittington Evans, Alaska Regional Director for the Wilderness Society in Anchorage, says ANWR is the first of all the wildlife refuges in the state to receive a revised comprehensive conservation plan, which includes wilderness reviews. Senator Mark Begich called the idea a waste of time and money. Senator Lisa Murkowski said the administration lacks authority to conduct wilderness reviews in Alaska without congressional approval. The draft plan reviews the condition of the lands not currently designated as wilderness for suitability for recommendation as future designated wilderness. Whittington Evans says the draft suggests that there is suitable wilderness in ANWR. The plan can be viewed at the Fish and Wildlife Service's website at www.arctic.fws.gov. Public comment on the plan will be taken until November 15th. Now an update on the municipal election. School Board President Sally Sadler appears to be a shoo-in for re-election. Sadler is the only candidate for two school board seats. Randy Wanamaker is also unopposed for the District 2 Assembly seat. The filing period for municipal office has closed with few candidates. Both the school board and three assembly seats are for three-year terms. Only two of the four races in the October 4th election are contested. Three candidates are running for the area-wide assembly seat: Lauren Jones, Jenny Del Rosario, and Carlton Smith. Bradley Flitch and Jesse Keel will vie for the District 1 assembly seat. Wanamaker served on the assembly for three terms ending in 2010, also representing District 2. Under city law, a candidate must sit out just 1 year before running again for a municipal office. With only one candidate for two school board seats, the school board will have to appoint someone to fill the other seat. State law requires the board make the appointment within 30 days of the vacancy, which would be the October 4th municipal election. The person selected will serve until next year's regular election. City Clerk Lori Sika says it's unusual to have so few school board candidates. A search of election records since the year 2000 shows at least one candidate running for each vacant seat. The Alaska Marine Highway System will soon unveil a new online tool that will help the public know exactly when their ship will come in. Ferry System Chief Mike Newsell says the new system map has an interactive online feature that allows users, even on smartphones, to find nearly every ship in the fleet with pinpoint accuracy.
It covers 9 of our 11 vessels. We do not have the fast vehicle ferries on there yet. We need to put some equipment on those ships to be able to get them on there. But for all the other ships in the fleet, customers will be able to click on that website, click on the ship, find out where it's at, what its heading is, what its speed is, what its next port is, and when its estimated time of arrival in that next port is, which is beneficial, I think, in that we have a lot of terminals that are not staffed at all hours of the day and night when our ships come in until slightly before and slightly after the ship is there. So when folks call, it's often difficult to find out if there's been a delay or a schedule adjustment, what time ships will actually show up.
The tracking information is not part of the failed attempt to provide internet access by satellite to passengers aboard ferries. Instead, Newsell says it operates off of the ship's computer and satellite systems. The state will unveil the new online system map for the public this week, and it's available at ferryalaska.com.